Welcome to When They Popped. Let's rewind to a simpler time together and dive deep into the music, movement, and mania behind our favorite Y2K celebrities and trends. Hosted by Kelsey and Mary, it's time for another episode of When They Popped.
Hello, and welcome to When They Popped. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Mary.
And Mary is with me here in Boston right now.
It's pretty crazy. We're in the same apartment, but different rooms for echo purpose, but we are together.
We're together, but apart.
This is as close as we're going to get, probably.
So Mary is here in Boston because we are going to see Nick Carter.
Yeah. So we're going to start tonight's episode with just a scream of consciousness. I'm going to be screaming of conscience, but a stream of consciousness of reaction to the show. I'm a Nick girly. Kelsey's a Backstreet Boys girly, and I want to get her take on what she thought about the show. Okay, everybody. It is 11:13 p.m. on 11/13/2023. Whoa, Kelsey and I are sitting together. We are just back from the Nick Carter show in Boston, and we thought we would talk about it. And I think you all know already, this is Mary speaking, how I feel about this show and Nick Carter. And I wanted to get the perspective of someone who is experiencing this show for the first, not the fifth, time. So Kelsey, talk me through it. What were your original thoughts? Did you have high expectations going into this?
Okay. Honestly, I didn't have high expectations. And they were not because he's not wonderful, just because I don't know every word to every song that he does. So I was expecting to almost feel like an outsider at someone who I feel like I know so well as concert. You know what I mean? Like, I was nervous that I would not feel like I belong there, like with all the hardcore Nick girlies, as like a Brian-Kevin girl in sheep's clothing. Like, that's how I felt, a Kevin girl in Nick clothing. But he blew away every expectation that I had. He sounded amazing. And the songs were so good. He did a mix of covers from the 80s. So I knew all of those songs. And I mean, I learned very quickly, like the choruses of his like main songs, because Mary made me a playlist of all the songs that were going to be played. He truly blew me away. And Mary and I weren't sure what our seats were going to be like tonight, because it was a weird theater in Boston where like it's like tables, and we were frontage, full frontage, front row, like center, like big pit energy vibes.
Uncomfortably close. Like, I was arching my back to like, no, give like him some space.
Yes. When he would come over to us, like we had to like bend backwards so our face wasn't like in his cross.
It was uncomfortably close, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else is unacceptable.
I can't send my mom half the videos I took because of the frontage. Like, honest, I was so blown away with the part that was really embarrassing. So Mary and I got VIP. So we got to do like a little photo op before. The VIP experience was definitely worth it. You get to see soundcheck. He was like asking questions, blah, blah, blah. I was a little nervous because the crowd was a little quiet. Like, no one stood up during it, which I guess Mary said was normal. Yeah. So you said it was normal. So I was like, okay. But like, I wore my big pit energy shirt. Oh, that's the pizza. We're so hungry and delirious. So I wore my big pit energy shirt from our new merch collection because who is bringing anything other than big pit energy? I literally had to yell at our section at one point. I was like, I cannot be the one to carry us through the encore. Like, it's the encore. You have to scream for them. You have to lure them out of their little side stage. And no one was luring except the two of us. They were just like, oh yeah, he's going to come back. It's like, no, we have to earn it. And I was like, I will not carry this section myself. And then everyone started screaming. So anyways, I'm wearing my big pit energy shirt. It's super cute. I got the light blue one because I was wearing like hot pink pants, like very Y2K vibes. So we're getting ready to go to our photo with Nick. And I'm like, Mary, I'm sweating because I'm nervous. Do I have pit stains?
She did indeed. She had big pit energy.
Literally pit, armpit energy. And I was like, oh my God, this cannot be how Nick Carter remembers me. But I think I aired it. You guys, it's so embarrassing. So like, you can like tell him like how you want to pose, and he's like very wonderful. He was like, thank you so much for coming, like blah blah blah. And I was like, oh, can I have a huggy pic? huggy. Like, who says that? Like a hug.
I'm sure people said worse. That's all I want to say. Everyone kind of just blacks out in those moments. Also, by the way, we got a set list tonight.
Barry got a set list from the stage. Like, he has sweat. He has sweat on this.
Oh, there was, yes, there was sweat.
There was sweat going directly on Mary's head. That's how close we were. Like, I watched one big fat drop.
You're kidding.
Fall on your head.
Oh my God. I didn't even.
The raindrops.
Okay, so Kelsey, what was your favorite cover that he did?
Okay, I love Hall & Oates.
Private Eyes.
Oh, yeah.
They're watching you. That was a fun one. We'd put our sunglasses on for that one too.
Yeah. So he sings Sunglasses at Night, and Mary and I were smart and brought sunglasses
to match
really
his energy.
Okay. We liked that. We got some finger waves at that.
And Kelsey, what was your favorite Nick song that he did?
What's like the funny dancy one? I don't know the words.
The one with funny dancy one.
It's like the one with the guitar where everyone's like jumping and stuff.
Blow Your Mind?
Yeah.
Yes.
I liked Blow Your Mind. And I really liked Get Over Me.
That's a great, that's a so much fun. That's a good one. And then did you or did you not say that you've been converted to a Nick girl? You guys, I didn't. She's going to deny it, but she said it.
Mary caught me in a moment of
yeah, in butterflies after her photo shoot, her one-on-one pic.
I'll say this. I could not stop shaking.
Yeah. She's a Nick girl, guys.
And I will say, I felt more connected to him in this instance than when I had done meet and greets with Backstreet Boys previously. Mm-hmm. And he just like was on tonight.
As my fifth show, that was a very energetic performance. Probably the best show that I have seen. And this is the second leg of his tour. So he's still bringing the energy. There's like maybe 3 dates left. But yeah, so any other parting thoughts?
What do you think made this one better than the other ones you've seen because of my company?
I think part of it was being able to go with you. But like for me, it was special being able to go with you in Boston. You know, we have so much history in this city. And I just felt like the crowd was energetic, but maybe that was just us. I don't know. Was the crowd energetic?
I think the other side of the stage was really energetic because everyone was standing on that side. Yeah. On our side, we had some sitters. And listen, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, that's not a sitting show.
It's not a sitting show. There was some point where everyone tried to sit down right before you started doing, and I refused. And then everyone got back up.
I know.
I'm not trying to say I'm a trendsetter, but
carried a lot of the energy.
This concert on our back. So if you want
to do that, but happily. And I also got Kelsey to verbally commit that she would be going to another show with me, even in a different city. So
I would totally travel for this show.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
That's how good it was.
It's front row or nothing, VIP or nothing.
Boy band Stacey had a point when she said front row or don't go. I say that all the time and people think I came up with it. I'm like, no, boy band Stacey. And they're like, who's that?
Boy
and
band
I'm like,
Stacey,
just what she sounds like.
We'd like to have you on. DM me back. All right. Should we cue the episode up?
Yeah, let's go into the episode.
All right, bye.
Bye. Okay. So now on to part two of our episode, agenda item two,
yes.
Which is Thanksgiving. It is the season of giving thanks, gratitude, saying thank you to the things, people, places that made you who you are. So for this episode, Mary had the genius idea that we should compile some of our favorite like Y2K things that we're grateful for. I'm so glad you came up with this idea, Mary, because I had so much fun putting my list together. And I can't wait to hear what you picked. Will you please start us off?
Oh, I'm going first. Okay. So the first thing for me, the first thing that tops my list is the T-Mobile sidekick. And specifically, I want you to think of the bejeweled T-Mobile sidekicks. Where you'd see Paris and Nikki Hilton always walking around with. Like, if you were anybody, you had a T-Mobile sidekick. And let me tell you, I did not. Kelsey, did you?
No, Mary, I did not either. Maybe that's why we're such good friends now, because we know the pain of not having a sidekick.
My friend, Stephanie, that actually was on our episode, did the stripped episode with me. She was able to get a sidekick. And I just remember I would be like, can I hold it for this class period? Like, can I like walk around with it? Cause oh my God, it was just that screen, like, you know, would flip up and it was like a little Palm Pilot almost. And oh my God, I still
like
want one.
Nintendo Switch. Like that thing was huge. It did not fit in the, I mean, maybe that's why purses were so big in the early 2000s. Cause our phones were like literal bricks.
Oh, like a Juni and Burke purse. Oh my God. I'm dying.
Or like the metallic ones that had like the big like hardware, like the big hoop.
Oh, yes. The big hoop, like as the handle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I still want a T-Mobile sidekick to this day. Like even just to just display, like this is art now, right?
Like putting it would up be in like, I'm envisioning coming into like your home with like a beautiful fireplace mantle. And on top, there's just like a beautiful lighted glass cube with a sidekick that slowly rotates.
Bejeweled, rotating forever, indefinitely. Yes. So that's like my dream home. And that just is one that I think about often to this day, and the cultural impact that that had as a status symbol.
It really did. It
just had to top my list. What's your first?
Okay. So my first one is a niche moment that I think about once a week. Oh. It's Jessica Simpson and Jewel's collab of Who Will Save Your Soul. So it's Jewel's song, Who Will Save Your Soul?
Is that when they sing their duet together?
Goes, a cheddar has that ton of bones. Oh, yeah. That ton of bones. I know it. A cheddar has them, cheddar bones, them cheddar cuts them. And the cops want someone to bust down on Orleans Avenue. So this plays on repeat in my brain, and there's just nothing that I can do to stop it. It was just instantly memeable. For Jessica's really breathy enunciation, and she was clearly like trying to get into like her Jewel vibe. So this performance aired as part of 2004's Nick and Jessica's Variety Hour special. It was supposed to be like a Sonny and Cher type show. It was an hour long special on ABC. It aired in April of 2004. And I've been thinking of Jessica singing Jewel's song ever since.
Oh my, her facial expressions in that is really what like sends me. She's like, her mouth is like, like being like duck lipped almost. Like I can't describe, like if you know, you know.
It's like she's trying to get something out of her lower teeth almost.
Yes. Oh my God, that's a niche but very good one.
It's very niche. I'm sorry, but if you, you know, what are you grateful for? I'm grateful for the things that make me laugh, and this is one of them.
That also lives rent-free in my head, and I think it's a great pick house.
Thanks, Mayor. Okay, what's your second thing that you're grateful for? I feel like we're at a table and we're going around now. Mary, what are you thankful for this year?
This Thanksgiving, and for all Thanksgivings past and present, I am thankful for, honestly, Britney Spears inventing the belly button ring, because this was something that really became like visual and pop culture in the 2000s. It just was like a sex symbol. Like the belly button made you a sex symbol. And so that was literally the first thing I did when I turned 18. Cause I was like, I have to have this because these hot bitches have it. And now I need to have it. And I've never looked back. I try to imagine myself as like a mom with a belly button ring. And I don't know like if I can carry it, if I personally can carry that over one day. But I swear to God, it makes you look skinnier. And I love it.
Oh my God. So my mom got her belly button pierced when I was in high school.
Oh my God. So she's a cool, you can do it and be a cool mom.
Yep. My mom is a cool mom. And so I didn't have my belly button pierced, but she did.
Now, were you just not into it, or would she not let you, or what was the...
I was allowed to when I reached... So my sister got hers done. My mom and sister did at the same time. It's like...
Oh my God, that's
amazing. Bonding. I think also my sister was scared. So my mom was like, it's no big deal. Like, I'll do it with you. And I was too scared. I like didn't like the idea of a big needle going in there. And then I was like, what if it gets stuck on like a sweater? You know, I live in a cold place where you wear a lot of sweaters and chunky knits. Just the logistics. You know, I'm a Capricorn. I'm a planner. So I was like, I don't know how this would work for me. But I definitely was jealous of the girlies. And it also made people look tanner, I feel.
Oh, yeah. It's like has a slimming, tanning effect. Yeah. I still utilize that. It's like an Instagram filter in a piercing. So what's next, Kels?
Okay. So my next one is another memeable celebrity moment that makes me laugh. It is.
I would have picked moments. I didn't know we were doing moments.
My other things are not.
Okay.
There are things. But okay. I was scrolling TikTok and this moment came up and I just thought, oh my God, I am so thankful. Like, you, honestly, Mary, with this prompt, with this episode idea, you made me realize how grateful I am for the little things. So this is one of them. It was when Fergie performed on the Today Show. I can't even. Yeah, so that's our impression of Fergie doing a one-handed cartwheel while singing on the Today Show at 8 a.m. in 2008. And this was just such an incredible moment. She was performing Barracuda. Dun, 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 dun.
What? She was?
Yeah. So it wasn't even like her song. It was a cover. Her energy is just off the charts. She's singing live while doing multiple cartwheels across the stage on one hand while she's holding the microphone. Huh?
Oh my God, that is like
she's built different, Fergie is. And I mean, this clip over the years has just gained its own like notoriety. And a few years ago, Diet Prada, I don't know if any of you guys follow them on Instagram, but it's a great account. They reposted a video of her, you know, the moment. And Fergie herself saw it and commented, my signature dance move. And I feel
you're
like
kidding.
I love that she's like laughing along with everyone else.
That's amazing. Fergie has a lot of moments, I will say, that like she definitely like peed herself on stage once. I remember seeing those pictures.
The national anthem.
She is full of wonderful moments, but we stand. This is not a diss.
And what I love is that she doesn't take it too seriously either. So this summer, we got a full circle moment because Kim Petras, she sings Heart to Break. If anyone listening doesn't listen to Kim Petras, you have to. She's like bubblegum pop girly perfection. We love her. I've been obsessed with her since she first opened for Troye Sivan. Love her. Oh. So she performed on the Today Show this summer and she wore a shirt that had a picture of Fergie doing her cartwheels on it. And that's just how recognizable and iconic this moment is. And Fergie like retweeted her and she was like, I love that I got to be there with you. Like it was just cute. Really cute.
What a humble queen. We love people that can just like laugh at themselves. And I feel like Kelsey, you and I are able to just be very self-deprecating and laugh at ourselves. So those are our people.
Yes, unless someone leaves us a mean comment on our
Well, I'll have nightmares about that till I die. But otherwise,
it up. But that moment to me is just something that is so funny. I'm just so glad that we live in the time where we got to see it.
Yeah.
What was your third one?
Well, this is going to be, I think, kind of an unpopular one because I've heard rumblings that this trend is kind of coming back and people are not happy about it, but I have gone and restocked my wardrobe of these items.
Oh no, I'm scared.
I know, it's bad. It's actually really bad. Low-rise flare jeans.
Mary, why are you grateful for them?
It works for me. I look better in those than I do skinny jeans. It's
okay, but flare isn't a problem, but the low-rise.
Well, okay, so to be fair, I'm not wearing like the butt crack jeans. I'm not doing the Britney in the zone performance when her butt crack is literally hanging on by a thread. But I am appreciative of the flares coming back. But I also am just appreciative for, just as an observer, the low-rise flare trend. Back in the 2000s, you know, our girlies had those on. You could sometimes see a tip of a thong. You know, it was just really giving everything. And I wanted to do it so bad and I just couldn't.
Have a thong sticking out?
Yes. You know, I just like, I mean, you know, when you're 13 years old and you're like, I'm going to get jeans and try to look like Britney Spears. And like, you don't, but like, you really hope you could and try, but it's like, show me a woman who can wear low-rise jeans better than that woman could in her prime. Like, nobody.
I would argue Paris Hilton also is great because she has like a very long torso. So it just like worked on her.
She definitely was given, like, in Simple Life, we got so much butt crack from her.
You could put like a yardstick from her belly button, like starting at the bottom of her belly button, and like it still wouldn't reach the top of her pants. That's like how long her torso is.
Also, I loved, you could go to Abercrombie and get the flare jeans with the like bedazzling on the butt, like the diamonds on the butt. And oh man, I had a field day. Those were my babies.
Oh my God.
Yes. I'm glad the flares are coming back. I freaking love flares. I just can't figure out which shoes to wear with them. That's like where I'm stuck.
The shoes are hard. And like, if there's any inclement weather whatsoever, you're effed, because when the bottom of your jeans get wet and then it creeps all the way up. Oh my God.
See, like when I was growing up, I would just wear them with flip flops, you know, like California, you know, like casual. That was like the vibe. And now I'm like, okay, I can't like wear flip-flops and flares to dinner. Like, what shoes do I wear with these on? Now that's, I guess, like a wedge. I could probably do a wedge or something, but like,
people are wearing like cowboy boot type looks.
See, you'd have to pay me $1 million to put on a cowboy boot. Like, I can't pull it off.
Oh my God. I should have hung on to all my True Religions that I donated after college.
God, I had so many of Sevens, True Religions, Frankie B's. Those were like
Seven Jeans, True Religions.
Yes.
I know, but they keep giving.
Because Fergie told us to. So,
you're so right. Everything goes back to Fergie.
But so what do you have next?
Okay, so my next one is also fashion related, and it might be also very niche. All of these are very niche. I don't know if even you will pick them up. It's a little different. So it's a sarcastic little character that I couldn't get enough of in my elementary middle school days. Because in my day, there were two kinds of girlies. You were either a Paul Frank girly or you were a Happy Bunny girly. And I was a Happy Bunny girly because I was going through a good Charlotte phase at the time. And I thought I needed to be like Avril Lavigne and edgy and mean.
So, wait, is Paul Frank? Why am I thinking of Lisa Frank?
So Paul Frank is the one with like the monkey, you know, like the shirts that have like the cartoon monkey on them.
Okay, now I know. I don't know the other edgy bunny. Did you say?
Happy Bunny. Happy Bunny is a character. He's like a smiley little bunny that was on t-shirts, anything that you'd find in Hot Topic or like a Spencer's type store, clothes, stickers, buttons, greeting cards, posters, literally everything had Happy Bunny on it. And it has like these insulting sayings. Like some of my favorites were Cupid Psycho. Or it's all about me, deal with it. Or I literally had this on a t-shirt. Hey, you made me throw up a little.
Oh my God.
Finally, you're ugly and that's funny.
Okay, I'm Googling and I totally
recognize it. Right? So it's like this little bunny with like a bright colored background and then in like Times New Roman, just something really snarky and insulting underneath it. So Happy Bunny also had like a line of quote unquote medicine that would cure awkward diseases. Like this is when it was funny to be like, I'm awkward. So they had, Mary, I think you'd love this. They had I'm delusional pills, which were just candies. We need those. I'm going to find them on eBay for us.
Please. I need the delusional pills immediately.
They also had like a little tin of mints that had the word poison on it, but then it had like a crayon, like X'd out the word poison, and Happy Bunny was holding the crayon, and then it wrote like mints for a friend, and friend was spelled F-R-E-N-D. So like it's so cringy, but
I love it.
I thought like this bunny was a bully and I wore it on my pajamas. Like, I don't know how this was allowed, but I loved Happy Bunny. So I had to do like some research into it and understand like where did Happy Bunny freaking came from. So Happy Bunny was designed by this artist and writer. His name is Jim Benton in the 1990s. And People magazine ended up calling him the most visible cartoonist in America because of Happy Bunny. And it really peaked its popularity in 2001 after Hot Topic and Spencer started selling its merchandise. So like, I had like a notebook for school that had Happy Bunny on it. There were keychains, mouse pads. There was even an energy drink that was Happy Bunny. They even had an anti-drug campaign featuring Happy Bunny, which was like won some award in 2007 at like an advertising awards thing.
Oh my gosh.
So like Happy Bunny did a lot. It bullied us, but it also kept us away from drugs. So
That was a great one. I had seen that everywhere and completely forgot about it. And I'm so glad that you reminded me of it because that was so iconic.
Do you agree, though, that like, well, first it was like trashy. Like, and I just feel like early 2000s, like everything was just trashy. And like, it was cool to be mean back then. And so yeah. I feel like Happy Bunny really found its stride. But do you agree that it was like you were a Happy Bunny girl or a Paul Frank girl?
Or like a Lisa Frank girl.
Well, Lisa Frank was different to me because that was like for a younger audience.
But like, I feel like I wasn't either. So like, what would I be?
I think you would be a Paul Frank girl. You would have Paul Frank green pajamas. Like, I already yeah. know it. And it would like match like your PB teen bedroom. Like, I just know it.
They just wouldn't. I don't think they would have let me wear it, to be honest with you.
Paul like, Frank?
Oh, no. The Happy Bunny. Yeah.
I was like, shocked that my mom would like get me like she got. I would want like the pajamas that I would see that would have like. You're like, I never got like a you're ugly and that's funny, but like,
yeah,
you made me throw up a little, like Cupid Psycho. Like,
that's a good one.
What?
I love that.
My
I
sister
love that.
Also loved Happy Buddies. So I would like steal all her Happy Buddy stuff, but like, I can't believe I put that bully on pajamas.
I would wear that one now. Like,
we need the delusional pills. That's hilarious.
Yes. eBay immediately. Oh, that was a great one.
What's your next one, Mare?
Okay. My next one is a classic. And that it's just something we all had. It's a Walkman.
Oh,
it's
hell
a,
yeah.
It's a Walkman. And I just want you all to go back, as we say in this podcast, to a simpler time. You know, we just had school, like boys we had crushes with. We didn't have like bills or any work responsibilities. And you would just get your like Backstreet Boys Millennium CD or your burned LimeWire CD from your friend and put it in your Walkman. It would like click close. You would press play. Maybe it would skip a little, you know, if you're on the verge of needing a new one or something. And I would just totally like block out the world with my Walkman. I couldn't go anywhere without it. I mean, I guess it's kind of like in a cell phone now, you know, can't go anywhere without it. But that's like just where I fell in love with music, being glued to a Walkman and probably permanently damaging my hearing.
I'm with you. What color was yours? Like silver?
Silver.
You know how they yeah. had like those like orangey yellow ones that were like hardcore? They were meant to yes. be able to like be on like all terrain because your CD would skip.
Oh, yeah. Mine was like a gray Sony one. What was yours?
I think I had the same one. Yeah. Sony for sure. Silver. Oh, I just love that thing so much. And then remember when the new headphones came out that went like behind your head?
Oh, yes. That was like a big deal.
Yeah, that was a big deal. If you had the headphones that like curled around your ear.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So Walkman's forever. I would like to add that to my museum with the yeah. sidekick. But
Mary Y2K House of Wonder.
Yes. Yes. Bring it to me. Okay. Do you have another one?
I have two more.
Okay, perfect.
Or technically three more.
All right, just give me what you got.
Okay, so I was thinking to myself, you know, what do I put on this list? And I was thinking about Thanksgiving because that's our theme again. And, you know, who doesn't yes. think of food, obviously? So, like, turkey's fine, stuffing's cool, but honestly, nothing gets me more excited than a big old dessert table. So I thought to myself, you know, what desserts were super popular, like, in the early 2000s? And that's how I got to my next thing that I would like to give thanks for. Chocolate fountains.
Ooh.
When is the last time you saw a damn chocolate fountain?
Oh my God. It's been decades, probably.
Right? But they used to be everywhere. That's and now true. I can't remember the last time I dipped my own strawberry at a party. This thing was like all the rage at like 16th birthdays, like bar bat mitzvah. So I know you're curious, so I did some research.
Oh, researching queen.
Well, I was just not sure if it was just me who started noticing them in the 2000s, so I needed some proof that I was not off base here. So the chocolate fountain was first created, obviously, for the hotel industry. Makes sense. Jay Harlan is the creator of the chocolate fountain. He is an entrepreneur. He's a former Marriott catering executive. So his company, Buffet Enhancements International, what a perfect business name to describe. You know, some people have a business name and you're like, how does that person do this thing? Buffet Enhancements is exactly what I would call a chocolate fountain. So he began distributing the first chocolate fountain in the U.S. in 2001. And it wasn't long after that that other companies started manufacturing their own versions. And then at the end of 2004 is when another you know, business group started marketing the nostalgic chocolate fountain for personal use. So it was really like the mid, like early 2000s where chocolate fountains popped the F off. And every sweet 16 had a chocolate fountain. Like they were such a thing that when you were like, oh, how was the party last night? People would say, oh, it was cool. It had a chocolate fountain. Like that was like the mark of, was your party cool or was it awful? I had one at home too.
You did. You had an at-home chocolate fountain.
They had like little ones that you could make at home and you'd put in like the little chocolate melt. So when my friends, I got it for like one of my birthday parties or something. I mean, that thing was a bitch to clean, but it was so fun to have a chocolate fountain.
Oh my God. Now I really want some like chocolate fountain fondue type. I'm hungry.
Isn't that so random though? Like when was the last time you saw a chocolate fountain?
Years. Like it has to have been years. And I just like never realized they were gone.
Right. But like they were such a thing.
They totally were.
Okay. Oh,
great choice. I literally, it's super creative. I love it.
What was your next one?
My next one, it is not a person. It is not a thing, but it is a place.
Is it an arcade?
No, but it's
a roller coaster thing.
It's the girl version of an arcade.
The mall.
Limited to. Yes. I mean, my God, the apparel, the like sparkly glitter type things you could get there, all these different like little diva phrases and just pink and cute and kind of like for the younger gals that like wanted to look like Britney in Paris, but like couldn't. You could go get your makeup there and your little like hair spiked out or whatever they did there. That and Claire's. I also wanted to add Claire's.
Oh, hell
horrible
yeah.
Mention, like going there for your ear piercing,
I got my ears
whatever.
There.
Didn't we all, right? So like all those like kind of girly niche stores that literally boosted my serotonin times a million whenever I had the opportunity to go and get like something sparkly.
You're so right. I loved Limited too. I wanted everything there. There would be like a shirt with like a stripe down, like the sports stripe.
Oh yeah.
Bright colored pants, all the things. Those like Hawaiian flower type designs. Oh, I love it.
Like we want it now. Like I would wear shit from there now. Like ironically, like I don't know. I just love it.
Now it's like Justice, right? Like Limited Two turned into Justice.
Oh, did it? I didn't even realize that.
I think so. It's like not a thing anymore, which is so sad.
I know. Long live Limited Two.
Also, was Limited Two because like the limited, like the we need to do an episode on mall stores.
I know. That's like on that our would be list. That is on our list.
We'll do a deep dive. So,
but what about you?
So my next one is kind of in a similar vein.
Okay.
It's very niche. I've brought this up to like 5 people recently and no one knew what I was talking about. So I'm really hoping that you know what I'm talking about.
Oh no, I'm just going to let you down. Okay.
They're vending machine stickers. Like the big stickers that said like angel and drama.
Oh yeah.
Or brat. And they were all sparkly and holographic and they looked like they were made with like old school word art. Remember word art?
Oh yeah. And oh yeah.
Like you could like pick the different color. Like you needed 4 quarters and you didn't know what you were going to get. You'd push in the little silver lever with your quarters on it and then you'd pull it out and sometimes you'd have to force because out this little slit would come a thin white cardboard envelope and inside would be your sticker. And sometimes if you were like me at an ice skating rink and there was a Backstreet Boys sticker machine, you wanted Brian, but you kept getting Howie, Howie, Nick, Howie, Howie, you never get Brian. You would use all your hot chocolate money trying to get the Brian sticker.
And did you get it?
Of course I did, Mary. Of course I did.
Okay, just and making sure.
I had these stickers all over my bedroom door, my closet door. I don't know what the stickers had a hold on me back then.
I loved a good sticker back then. There's no getting around it.
I'm so glad you remember those because no one, I'd remember like the smell of the white thin cardboard that they would come in. There's some on eBay now and there's a bunch on Poshmark. Like if you just Google vending machine stickers, like 2000s or 90s, there's like fun like tie-dye aliens. Sometimes there'd be like a smiley face with like an American flag, like bandana on it. Like it all just, it reminds me of being at like an ice skating rink or like laser tag or something where they have those. All right, Mary, what's your next one?
My last one is Von Dutch and the concept of a trucker hat. Again, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, Nicole Richie, anybody who was anybody back then was wearing a trucker hat. Girls and boys, especially the ones with the name Von Dutch. I remember I had to have a trucker hat. Again, it's like a status symbol. It's cool. Like, it was just so in vogue back in Y2K. What were your thoughts on those, Kels?
I just think of Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. I mean, he, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Anybody and anybody could wear a
Paris.
Would, yeah.
Von Dutcher too. Yeah.
The pigtail. Like, it'd be like a pigtail. Yes. And then a trucker. And they had all the different colors. And
oh my God. You know, I can see her platinum blonde tiny little piggy tail sticking out right now.
With a low rise Frankie B jeans, yep, and a sidekick in her hand. Like, literally the aesthetic.
And Tinkerbell.
And R.I.P. Tinkerbell.
I know. Oh, but, my God. Yeah. The Von Dutch has. I was not into them, like, for myself, because I couldn't pull it off. Like, I have a big head. I didn't need to make it look any bigger.
I got a hat. I got one and I never wore it because I couldn't, but I just needed to have one.
No, I totally get it. Oh my God. I think I had like a Von Dutch like t-shirt or something. Like, I definitely repped them at some point.
It was a cool brand. There's like, I think a special on them on Hulu that I think the company is super interesting. It might be an interesting deep dive in the future.
Ooh, love.
Yes. Yes.
We should watch that tonight.
You don't want to watch the Show Much You're Made Of documentary tonight?
Oh my God. Last time we were together, we watched the Show Much You're Made Of, and we like had to fast forward through the parts that made us sad. So we would like cry.
Well, because it was the night before the DNA concert, and tonight's the night before the Nick Carter concert. So I just didn't know if we needed to.
We should watch I Heart Nick Carter. I love that show.
Oh my God. We can do that too. The options are endless. But what is your last one?
Okay. My last one is bras with clear straps.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm thankful for them because they watched So Strapless Bras Could Run. I don't know how I didn't know that strapless bras were a thing. Like, why did we let these plastic bra straps dig into our skin and then reflect off literally any light source that they encountered, which only made it more obvious? Like, yes, I am wearing a bra, but I don't want you to know, though. Like, what were we thinking?
I'm telling you, it was the best of times.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I mean, people always say that they would never, ever want early 2000s fashion to come back. But those bra straps, man, they made a statement.
Oh, my God. Now, like, I feel like I need to get one of those now.
No, they were so uncomfortable. And then you'd, like, sweat and they'd get, like, oh my God, they'd like leave marks on you. Oh my God.
But I'm so nostalgic.
Because yes, if you see one out in the wild, snap a photo and send it to us.
Because like you said, like they walked because then we got the strapless bra, then we got the sticky boobs. Like, where would we be without the clear strapped bras? You know,
where? Who knows? You know, who's to say?
I don't want to know.
And luckily we never have to because aren't we so grateful that we lived and through this time and survived to tell the tale.
Survived and thrived. But I know one thing that Kelsey and I are both grateful for, and it is for you, our wonderful listeners, for supporting us and our passion project. Our merch is live. We are just loving being on this ride with you and our Y2K family. So thanks for sticking around and listening to us. We will be off next week to celebrate the holidays accordingly, but we will be back in December with some fun episodes for you. Don't you worry.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for purchasing the merch. When you guys get it, please send us photos of you wearing it. We want to see you guys. Let us know what you think. Obviously, this is our first drop, so we'd love your feedback. What are you liking? What do you want to see next time? Thank you guys so much for everything. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.